In line with all the above, we have membership forms outside on the table, anyone who wants to join. So Yaakov Goldstein made his way to his doctor. He had chest pains. He didn't know what to do. He runs. It's an emergency. He makes his way to the doctor, and the doctor runs some quick tests. And he says, "I'm sorry, Yaakov, but you don't have too long to live." He says, "What do you mean, doc? What do you mean I don't have too long to live? I'm only giving you 10. What is that? Is that 10 days, weeks, months, years?" Doctor says, 9, 8, 7. Similar thing once happened with the Friya de Gebovva Rebbe. Shlomo Halberstam was taken at the very end of his life to a Frum doctor. And after running a series of tests, the Frum doctor concluded, "You only have a few days to live, maybe 10 days. They didn't know what to do. The call went out to all the Bavav Chassidus. Misnagdim, everybody all over the world. Everyone started to open up their hearts, the tears. They decided, you know what? Let's get a second opinion. And they inquire with another Frum doctor. He too runs a series of tests and he says he has a couple of months to live. And sure enough, he made it to the end of the year. So as one can imagine, they went back to the previous doctor, the Frum doctor, and they said, "What's going on? Tell us, what's shot? You scared the Rebbe so much. You ran a series of tests and you reached the conclusion, the upshot was he only has a few days to live." And we see that wasn't the case. He lived many months. What happened? He says, "What are you asking Shinus for? You're asking a cash on me. I'm telling you, I looked at those results. I scrutinized them. I poured over them. I'm telling you, at the moment that I examined him, he only had 10 days to live. You're asking Akasha when Yidden all over the world get together in tefillah. I examined him in the morning hours. In the morning, the Bava Rebbe Tak only had 10 days to live. But when Klai Yisrael got together in tefillah for several hours during the course of that very day, when the second doctor examined him, it was already nighttime. And after all those hours of tefillahs, we, Klai Yisrael, gave the Bava Rebbe many more months to live." You'll hear a lot about tefillah in the upcoming days, leading up to a Rosh Hashanah, to a Yom Kippur, the Yomim Noroi, and we're going to hear a lot. We're going to expound, we'll elaborate different aspects, different components of the tefillah. There's just one aspect that I'd like to turn the spotlight on this evening. Let's take a look at David HaMelech, the one who wrote the monumental Sefer Tehillim, about which Remendel Kaplan, it appears in the biography, Remendel and His Wisdom. It's a pella, it's a miracle how a human being could go ahead and write the book called the Book of Psalms, Sefer Tehillim. It's wondrous. It's astonishing. It's l'mayla min ha'teva. This David HaMelech, who penned this monumental work, is going to describe himself. So what would you say? Well, he's David HaMelech, he saw Chai v'Kayim. And that's how we refer to David in the Nusach of Kiddush Levana, based on Rosh Hashanah, Chafayim, and all of we talk about David as David HaMelech. He was also a Talmid Chacham, someone who yearned, who craved to sit, Acha Sha'altim Eis Hashem, to do what? Shivtim Eis Hashem, and he doesn't describe himself in Tehillim as a grace of Talmid Chacham, and he doesn't describe himself as I am the Melech. You know how he teaches up, how he's Magdir, his Etzem, Hosis, core essence. Let's turn very quickly to Tehillim and Kapito Kuftes and Posek Dalet. Oiva Yistinuni Va'ani Tefillah. That's what I am. That's how I'm Magdir, my core essence, my Entzamos, my Anochius. My sense of self, my sense of individuality is first and foremost what? I'm a tefillah. I'm a walking prayer. And Yitzchak wasn't, and Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, that even though nobody was ever Godo Mamasim Toivim, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Afa Pikir Lo Nana Elab Tefillah. And a similar idea we even encounter with regards to Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Va'eschanan, and Chazal tell us gematria 515 tefillos. And writes the Sefer Chashvil, the Taiva, the beginning of Parshas Va'eschanan, why the Hispol conjugation? Why Va'eschanan? What's that self doing there? Because he too turned himself into a Trina. Va'eschanan, I made myself into an Eschanan. Moshe was Vayachal Moshe. Moshe was someone who put his life on the line to daven incessantly and diligently to save God's Klal Yisrael. And yet, he's Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the Anav Mikol HaAdam. He's the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. He is not, first and foremost, like a David, Va'ani Tfilo Be'etzem Atzmi Yusai. And what about Yitzchak? The Maral writes in his Derech Chaim commentary in Perkei Avos, Perkei Aleph, Mishnah Beis, the Vilna Gaon echoes the same idea. The three Avos, the three illustrious patriarchs, corresponds to the Torah of Oda Gemilas Hasodim, and it was a Yitzchak, the Av Hamamutza, the one right in the middle, who's constantly associated with the Omen HaTfilah. He's the Omen HaAvoda. The Mishkan is consecrated on the birthday of Yitzchak, Aleph Benisan, because he was the pillar of Avoda. The Makom Avoda will be consecrated on his day. He was the pillar of Tfilah, the pillar of Avoda. So why wasn't he Vani Tfilah? What did David add onto a Yitzchak? Avram Avinu gave us Tfilah Shachris, based in the Gemara Brachas, Chavavim and Beis, the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Paraktes, Halacha Aleph. Avram gave us Shachris, thus called because Shachris is Miloshin from the terminology of Shachar, the morning. And he was the Av that was Tchilah Legeirim, Chagigah, Daf Gimel, and Aleph. He started Yiddishkeit, the one who reintroduced monotheism to the world. A new beginning, a new sense of existence. Avram is Shachar, Shachar, and Yaakov is Meiriv, Arvis. Yitzchak is not Miloshen Saharayim. His tefillah is Kipshuto, it's a mincha, it's an offering, because who offered himself? Yitzchak was a korban. He was a Kenas Yitzchak. He gave himself, all of him. Kol Atzmi Yusai. Hashem, I give you all of me. Famous Netziv, Parshas Chayesara, Rivka comes back, she falls off the camel, she sees a Yitzchak, and he's together a Malach, and it affected the Sholem Bayis the rest of her life. Explains in Netziv, a Peladik in Netziv, and Hemek Dover. She couldn't relate to him the same way, because she saw him as a Malach Hashem Tzavokos, as one of God's celestial angels. He gave his life to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He wasn't Stam, someone who instituted another Nusach HaTfilah. He gave us himself. He gave us a mincha, literally an offering, because he offered himself, all of him. So what's David adding? Vani Tfilah. Amate Yitzchak was Taka Tfilah. What's David adding? Perhaps what's going on is as follows. We have many different forms of speech. The lowest form of speech explains Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chover, Talmud Muvak of Ramanachem Edom Eshklov, himself Talmud Muvak of the Vilna Gaon. He writes in his commentary, Ar Taira on Rabbeinu Avram Achia Groz Malas Taira, that the most inferior form of speech is known as Siach. And as the Bali Machshava, the Bali Kabbalah inform us, we have five disparate components to a neshama: a nefesh, a ruach, a neshama, a chaya, and yechida. The Rosh Tevis of which comprise nun, resh, nun, ches, and yud, yielding the gematria, the Hebrew numerical equivalent of 318, exactly gematria siach. The outermost manifestation of nefesh, ruach, neshama, chay, yechida, the five components that together, when consolidated, form who you are essentially, your etzem ahus. The outermost component highlights 318, which is siach, it's your lowest form of speech. Explains the Maral and Derech Chaim and Perkei Avos, Perkei Aleph, Mishnah Hey, al tarba sicha me'isha. Never says you're not allowed to speak to women. Never says you're not allowed to talk to women. We don't invoke the terminology, the choice wording of an Amira, of a Dibur, of a Haggadah. Explains the morale. You know what Siach is? Siach HaSadah, just schmoozing, gossiping, shooting the breeze like the wild reeds that grow out in the forest. They just go undirected, ungoverned, just unrestricted in all areas, all directions. You can talk to a woman, but don't be Mar B'Sicha. Don't sit up late at night just shooting the breeze. That can lead to dangerous things. Chalila v'chas. Al tar b'sicha. Small talk. Schmoozing. Shooting the breeze. It's the lowest form of speech. Yitzchak is the Aman HaAvoda. Yitzchak gave us mincha, he gave us an offering, and in fact he gave up himself. And how do we know Yitzchak gave us mincha? Let's go back to that Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Chavav Amud Beis. Yitzchak was mesaking, established tefilas mincha shenamar, for the posuk says, Parshas Chayisor Perchav Dalet Posuk Samak Gimel Vayitzi Yitzchak Lasuach Basodeh. That's Yitzchak. That's a Yitzchak Pilei Plum. What's going on here? Yitzchak went out and he was shuckling away. He was shivitzin. The tears were cascading down his face. You know what Yitzchak did? Vayitzi Yitzchak Lasuach. He went out to Shmoz to shoot the breeze. What in the world is going on here? Have we got the right guy? This is Yitzchak. He is the Aman Havoda. He is the Aman HaTfila. He is the one who gave up of himself. He's the one who stands in Tfila all throughout the day like a Malach Hashem Tzavakas. And we know that he gave us Mincha. Why? Because he went out to Lasuach, to Shmuz, to shoot the breeze, to speak ever so plainly and simply with the Rabbanu Shalom. How do you understand this Gemara? I believe the answer is as follows. Someone who really is living with the Rabbanu Shalom, someone who's really connected, someone who is dovok legamri to the Eibishter, he doesn't just wait until Shabbos morning. Oh, Shabbos morning, I had my bagel, I had my 12-hour sleep. I'm all energized, I'm ready, I'm psyched. I'm going to go into tefillah this morning and I'm going to give it all I got. Oh, yom naram. Now I'm really going to pack it in. Now I'm going to give all my kavanah, I'm going to muster up, conjure up all the requisite intent and kavanah to really make this tefillah something miyuchad, something special. Yitzchak was living with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He gave up of himself when he went out to the field. He didn't need to say, okay, you know what? His pashtus sagashmi like the Rikas and the Feshachayim and Shabbos. Let me stop thinking right now. I don't want to think about the Yankees. I don't want to think about the Mets. Forget about the stock market. Oh, the whole battle, Hewlett Packard, Dell. Who's going to get 3-part? What's going on? The mosque, is it going to be built? You know what? Forget about it. Let me concentrate. Let me psych myself. I'm going to get ready. Ah, and now I'm going to daven. Yitzchak doesn't need to do that because he's living with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yitzchak is, okay, God, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go. Let's hop a shmooze. Because he's there. He's constantly connected. Yitzchak was a korban, the fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak is always talking to God. He is the Aman HaTfila, for he didn't prepare. He didn't sit and devise and say, you know what, let me come up with the following tefillah. I'm always talking to Hashem. I'm always engaged in tefillah. I go out to the fields. Let me go out for a nice spatzir, a nice little stroll, beautiful forest and the lakes, Gavaldik. I remember my wife and I, after being a Rav, one Pesach in a hotel in Rimini, Italy, we said, you know what, once we're in Italy, it's a free ticket, let's drive to Switzerland. And we stayed. It's a kosher hotel in Lugano, Switzerland. And you can't imagine what it's like to wake up in the morning, go outside, and there's a beautiful, sparkling lake. And the owners told us, you know, if you can't be in Yerushalayim, you got to be in Lugano. It's the Gan Eden, Shel Mata. You go out in the morning. You don't need to prepare. And Lugano, Switzerland, you see, anyone who's visited with the Alps, anyone who's been in Calgary, Canadian Rockies, you don't have to go ahead and say, you know what, let me forget about the world. Let me psych myself up. Let me get ready, hat, jacket, this. It's automatic. You see the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're connected instantly. You're talking, Hashem, this is an awesome world. Look what you put together. This is amazing. God, this is incredible. I'm like Rav Hirsch used to tell us, he's getting up to Shemayim. No, Rav Shamshin, did you see my Alps? You see the Alps and you're just inspired. You're just connected. Yitzchak is out in the sun. It's instantaneous connection. Yitzchak is always enveloped in sicha, the lowest form of speech. Even that he was makadish. That the Gemara tells us in Masechta Sukkah, Chafalef Amud Beis, Afilu sicha schulun shel tamid chacham boy limud shenemar v'aleihu lo yibol. When a Talmid Chacham speaks, even his basic, a mundane, materialistic speech, even that is kadosh. Because he's always thinking, God, God, God. He's always thinking, Ribbono Shel Olam. He's always connected. He wants a parking space when he pulls into Costco. He's been talking to God the whole trip anyway. He's been sitting in Rockaway Turnpike traffic for 4 hours anyway. So he's been talking to God, and now he's gone. Can I have a parking space? It's not like the famous joke about the guy who says he can't find, he's driving around and around. God, I need a parking space. And the second he finishes the tefillah, right there, smack, in front of the entrance to Costco, a space opens up. He says, you know, God, I don't need you. I found one of my own. When I want to, I'll turn to God. Yitzchak is always clicked on. He's always in tune. He's always connected. Even a siach, afilu siach eskulut shel Yitzchak, boy Leman needs Leman, because even that's Torah. But let me ask you one last question. What do you think we infer? From where do we derive that sicha connotes a sense of tefillah? Maybe he went out to the field because it was his bein hazmanim, and he went out for a shpatzir to relax a little bit. The Chaim Ozer, Baruch Ber, we know the Rosh Hashivas and Gedolim in Europe, they would go to Schweiz, you go to the Hot Bass in Tveria, you go out there. Maybe Yitzchak said, you know what, I need a break. And a day in packed saturated with Torah, let me go out for a little walk. Frick, the Gemara asks him, "Anayin shesicha? How do we know it connotes, it alludes to a sense of tefillah? You know, from whom we derive it? From none other than our famous David HaMelech." And when David HaMelech speaks of sicha, where does he do that? So let me take you quickly to another kapitel. This one's in kapitel Kuv Beis and Pasuk Aleph. Tefillah la'ani kiyato f'lefnei Hashem yishpoch sicha. Or as Rabbi Kivega writes in his Going Ashas, he cites a she'iltas to Rabbi Chai Gon and Parshas Lech Lecha, Taisus and Avodah Zarah, Ta'azayim and Abbeis, that cites a different Pasuk, Kuf Mem Beis, Pasuk Gimel, 142, verse 3, Eshpoch Lefonav Sichi. David is always living in the world of Siach. He's always going out, whether it's the field, the Beis Medrash, whether it's his backyard, whether it's to the field, to fight, to engage a military opponent in battle, whatever he's doing, he's always in Siach. But David isn't just engaged, involved in Siach Ba'alma, plain ordinary Siach. When David is opening up his mouth, what does he do? Eshpoch lefanav sichi. V'lefnei Hashem yishpoch. I pour it out. I just let it go. All the emotions. Yitzchak was living in the world of Machshava, the world of Din. He speaks the fewest words out of any of the patriarchs on the pages of the Torah. And David can't stop talking. David is singing. David tells us every facet of his life. Let me tell you what I did yesterday. Let me tell you about my fears. Let me tell you about my scary times, my good times, my cheerful times, periods of elation, exhilaration. Let me tell you about my anxieties on the page of Talmud. You mamash get it all. It's mamash. Every emotion, every human faculty is manifested there in the sacred pages of Sefer Tehillim. He's always talking 70 years because he's living mamash, because he is Vani Tefillah. Yitzchak gave up his life. He's now living in this world, but he's living in the world of Medin, the world of Machshava. And David says, Ezehi avodah shebalev, tainas da beis of an alef, shenemar l'avda b'chol levavchem, Ezehi avodah shebalev, zoi tefillah. David gave his heart over like none other. David lived with the Ribbono Shalom like Yitzchak, his predecessor. But David couldn't stop talking with the Ribbono Shalom. I pour out my siach to you. Odom was created as a medaber. Bracious, perkbeis, posik zayin. Vayipa, pa'apam, nishmashchayim, ha'yi odom lenefesh. Chaya zog the targum onklus the Yonas emunaziyah leruach memala. He's a speaking spirit. And who's going to continue that train? David. Adam looked into the future and he saw that it was going to be a miscarriage. His fate was destined to be a nafel. And he gives over as the Zohar writes in Chelek Aleph Tzadi Aleph and Beis. He gives 70 years to David. I need David to be mashlemi. I'll give up for my 1,000 and I'll have David complete the job. And thus the Ari HaKadosh writes in the Kutei Torah Parsha Sazinu, the Ramami Pano Asur Ramoris Maimer Chikadin, the Yakud Ravani and Bereshis. Adam is an acronym as Rosh Tevis. Adam David Mashiach. Adam needs to be completed by David. He is the Medaber. But David is the quintessential Medaber. The Hashlama to Adam, while simultaneously acting as the harbinger to Mashiach. Take a look at that name, Mashiach. Switch around the nekudos, the dots, ever so slightly. Mashiach also spells Mashiach. He's always going to be speaking. He's always going to be talking. In what form of speech? The choice speech called Siach. Ha'odom. The hey idea, Miss Parkotin Gematria 14, David Gematria 14. Rav David Oppenheim, and the safest Ikon Vayal Eliyahu Daf Yed Aleph, Rav Avram Bik, And his conscious Erki Eli in the Sefer Olamoid and Chelek Beis, Adam was Niskago reincarnated as David. David came to be Mashlim Adam. How were we introduced to Adam? He's a Medaber. He's a speaking spirit. And you know who his Hashlama is? David. No, I'm Zemiris Yisrael. He can't stop speaking. He can't stop singing. Rus was called Rus, writes the Gemara Brachas Dav Zayin Ad Beis. Shezachta v'yotzim men David. She reveula kodesh bochu b'shiros v'tish bochus. He couldn't stop saturating. He inundated God. I'm still going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you again. And I'm going to share with you all my life's experiences and everything going on in my life. I'm always going to be talking to you, Hashem. That's David. That's Sefer Tehillim. We get his good times, his bad times. We get his good moods, his bad moods. David gives us the package deal. It gives us all of him. Every word that was emitted from those precious lips was there, conveyed in the context of a relationship between him and God. Yitzchak gave us the concept of siach, but David poured it out like none other. Eshpoch, lefon of sichi. He couldn't stop saturating the Ribbono Shel Olam with shira and zimra. That's Mashiach from David. That's Mashiach Mesiach. That's what it means to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, we're looking forward to Yom Naram, to the beautiful nigun accompaniment, to pouring out our hearts, to letting the tears flow unabated. But let's not ignore one crucial component of what it means to be a mispalel. The hispal congregation. Follow David's lead, and this year turn yourself into a tefillah. When you wake up in the morning, moda ani. When you go to sleep at night, kriya shel amita. Not like Emo Phillips said. I prayed to God every night before I went to sleep. I want a bicycle. I realized I didn't answer my prayers. I stole my next door neighbor's bicycle and I asked God for forgiveness. How many of us talk to God every night before we go to sleep? How many of us think about the words Modani? How many times do we ask God to get us out of traffic, to not have red lights, to get us that parking space on Central Avenue? Why do we only daven on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, on Shabbos, in the morning, Shachris, Min Chamar, the best tefillahs, all the spontaneous tefillahs? Is that of course, I don't just give you my Shachris, Min Chamar, I give you me. You're a part of my life. I want an A on the test today. I want to eat a good lunch in Central Avenue. Please let my cappuccino be a really good one this time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please let the weather be nice. Let my air conditioner not break down today. 94 degrees outside. Talk to him. Talk to him all the time. Be a walking siach. Shmooze with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's there. He's your friend, Kaviyachol. Yes, he's Avinu Shel Shamayim. And yes, we're a Ben, we're an Eved, but he's also your friend, your best friend. Talk to him. Chapa Shmooze. Marisha Shiva's at Tzara of Yaakov Weimarg, and with this we'll close. He went over to a friend of mine with Dain Yeshiva, and he said, tell me, Baruch, how many times today did you say Shema Yisrael? So he made a cheshbon and Kabonis. I said Shema Yisrael. I said it again, Kriya Shema Deshacharis. I said Kriya Shema. I said it three times today. He said, that's it? Only three times? Why aren't you saying Shema 10, 15, 20 times a day? God is reserved for those specific. He's not reserved for anything. God is with you 24/7, 365. As Sam Levinson writes in his book, Everything About Money, you feel distance from God, ask yourself the first question, who moved? God ain't going anywhere. You distance yourself. He's always there. Katzke Rebbe, wherever you let him in. He's Avinu Mishu Shemayim. He's the Melech Malchei HaMalachim. But don't forget, he's your best friend. Sit up in bed late at night and just say, God, let's chapa shmooze. Open up the diary and just talk to him. Don't just give him the shachris min chamar. Give him yourself. Give him your schmoozing. God, this is what happened today. Maybe I'm following the Yankees a little too much. I'm getting too excited about football season. I care too much about the latest sale in this store in Central Avenue. Tell him all your feelings, all your emotions, your fears, your anxieties, your happy moments. God, thank you so much. It was 94 degrees today, but the air conditioning in my car was great, and the AC in my house is working, and I got a swimming pool. Listen, thank him for everything. Talk to him. Share it. We all know. A woman's in a good mood. Her husband could be sitting there for hours. Let me tell you about every single thing that happened to me today. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants that same relationship. Don't just give him the tefillos miyachados. Give him the constant siach. Give him the siach hasodeh. When you're out on Central Avenue, when you're out on the ballpark, you're out playing sports, you're out in the restaurant, you're out wherever, he's there with you. Never lose sight of that. Talk to him all the time. He wants to hear you. He wants your fears, your anxieties. He wants your thank you, your gratitude. He wants you, all of you. Give the Ribono Shalom, all of you. Emet Hashem, if we prepare for the Yom Narom with such an attitude that I live with the Ribono Shalom and I talk to him 24/7, it's only going to take our tefillos of the Yom Narom to an altogether different level. The Suk Acha Legamri will magnify it tenfold. We should all be zeichet to the Siyata Deshmaya, to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol our best friend in the whole universe, to talk to him, to smile at him, to cry with him, to thank him constantly, and to ask him for a ksiva v'chasim ha-taiva, and a gugri bench yor filled with besuris tovus, and all the best of everything. Thank you so much for coming, and have a wonderful evening.